Hello and very welcome to my Simply Patent podcast. My name is Friederike Stephan. I'm a German patent assessor and a European patent attorney, and it is my mission to make the complex world of patents understandable. I'm very happy that you're here today and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode. This is one of my favorite topics because it shows how international patent law is. And in this episode, I would like to explain you the patent systems as an overview and show you which path you can take for an application, because usually you can reach your country of choice via different routes. So let's jump in. There are three major types of patent systems. That's how I call it. First, national patent laws, then second, regional conventions, and third, the international patent application. Let's start with national patent laws. Every country has a patent law, or at least almost all of them, even North Korea has a patent law, and thus one can reach any country through the national route. This means that according to the national law, one can file a patent application directly with a competent authority. In Germany, this is, for example, the German Patent and Trademark Office. In the USA, it's, for example, the United States Patent and Trademark Office, the USPTO. If you file a patent application with a national patent office and you are getting a grant, then it is valid according to the territorial principle. This means that it is valid in the country where you got your patent granted. If it is valid in this country, you have protection for the device or the method in your patent. So in this country, you can prohibit others from copying your method or your product. This is nice, but this also means that your idea can be copied everywhere else. So if you have a patent for the US, for example, but none in Germany, you'll have protection for the US, but in Germany, a competitor can still copy your idea. He can produce your device, he can use your method, or sell his products, and so on. Okay, so this is the simplest form to get protection, to go to a national patent office and ask for a grant. But what if you would like to get protection in more countries? Well, then you will need to go to all the different national authorities, file an application, and go through the whole granting process to get a patent. And you can imagine it probably, this will cost you a lot of money, time, and effort. And because of this disadvantage, at some point, people started to think about a system which would be making it easier to get a patent in different countries which belonged to one region, for example, the EU. And so they started having regional agreements. Regional agreements are characterized by the fact that several countries in a region have joined together at some point to form a community, let's say, and to simplify things. For example, the patent offices exchange data between each other. There are certain offices who can take over some tasks that other countries cannot do or do not want to do, and or the patents can be valid in all member states of the countries which are participating in that agreement based on one single examination. Probably the best known agreement is the EPC, the European Patent Convention, and here in Europe, we don't only have the EPC, we also established a whole new office, which is watching over it. And this is the European Patent Office, the EPO. Currently, we have 38 member states which can be reached by means of a European patent application. So there are a lot of participants already. What's really interesting for me is always that the members do not need to be necessarily also a member of the European Union. For example, Turkey can also be reached by a European patent. And in addition to the member states, the official member states, we have also the so-called extension states and the validation states, which can also be reached via a special rule with a European patent application. Some fact which is really funny for me is that Cambodia is also one of the validation states, even though it's not fitting regionally at all. I want to explain you the principle very roughly for a European patent. you can file a patent application centrally with the EPO, with the European Patent Office. The EPO has lots of examiners sitting in Munich in Germany and in Den Haag in the Netherlands, and they examine your application. They will especially look out for prior art, which is any evidence that your idea has been published before. Because if it has been there before, then you cannot get a grant for a patent. This is the examination process, which the examiner is going through. And if he's granting you a patent, then the applicant can select the states in which the patent becomes valid. So we have a central granting process, a central examination and granting process, and then you need to decide in which countries you want to go with your patent, where you want to become your patent to be valid. Once you decided for the countries, you need to pay fees for each state or for each country. Maybe you need to submit full translations for your patent text, and maybe you need to fulfill other requirements. However, for the translations, we are lucky that many states have already waived the translations. So we have a centralized examination and granting process, which is a big advantage, because with only one application, you can reach numerous countries for which you normally would need to file national applications in each state. There will be a very huge change in the European system. There will be the unitary patent coming. I will be recording a new episode about this topic so that you understand what's coming now. What I explained to you until now is the old system, which is working really good until now, which has been working for years very good. And in another episode, I will explain you then the new system, which will be coming probably at the beginning of next year. Apart from the European Patent Convention, there are also the Eurasian Patent Convention. Members are, for example, Russia, and the ARIPO and the OAPI, and they are regional associations of African states. Okay, so now we talked about regional contracts and ways to simplify the patent process. But what's about the whole world? Is there something like a world patent? Many people believe so. Well, the answer is no, but there is an international patent application, which is making the application process easier for all of the member states. The international patent application is in reality an application under the PCT, the Patent Cooperation Treaty. The PCT is managed by the WIPO, the World Intellectual Property Organization in Geneva, in Switzerland, and it has currently 156 member states, and therefore is represented almost everywhere. Any state can enter the PCT and can be part of the system. However, there are two countries that you would not think at first glance that they are not represented. These are Argentina and Taiwan. They are not participating in the PCT, so you will not be able to reach Argentina and Taiwan over the PCT route. Well, neither is North Korea, however. The latest countries that joined were the Iraq, Jamaica, and Cabo Verde in 2022. There's one big difference to the European patent application, which I just explained to you. The PCT application is also a central application from which one can reach all the member states. However, there is no central examination. The WIPO, which is responsible of the PCT, has no own examiners. So what does it mean? After a central filing of the patent application at the WIPO, or at any other patent office which has agreed to accept PCT applications, and after a formal examination, the application which you filed will disintegrate into individual national applications. And from here on, the national patent offices will take over. Each patent office therefore examines independently if a patent can be granted. So with every patent office, you need to go through the examination process separately. In this respect, there is no international patent or world patent, as many people wrongly assume. It is just a way to make the application in many countries easier. So what's the advantage of the PCT? Well, first thing to say is that you buy yourself some time. Before you have to decide in which countries you want to continue with your application before the national patent offices, about 2.5 years are passing. So if you have a product that is not quite ready for the market or for which you cannot yet foresee the sales or production in the individual countries, this is a good opportunity to delay the decision and to concentrate on your product in the meantime. And another big advantage is that you only pay one application fee. This fee is higher than a fee in a national patent office, but it may be worth paying this fee if you want to go to many different countries later. And the other fact that I already mentioned is you have one single application process. You just need to file once the application. You don't need to go to all the different patent authorities in the different countries separately. This can save you a lot of effort. So now we saw the different patent systems. But what does this mean for your applications? Well, you can reach probably your country of choice with different routes, as I already said at the beginning. For example, if you want to reach Germany, if you want protection in Germany, then you can of course file an application with the German Patent and Trademark Office. This will be a national application, you will undergo the examination process, and then in the end you will get a grant and you will have protection for Germany. But Germany is also a member state of the European Patent Convention, which means that you can reach Germany also through a European patent. So what you can do is that you file your application with the European Patent Office, then undergo the examination process, and in the end, when you get a grant, you decide that you want protection in Germany. Thus, you will have a patent which is equal to a patent which you got through a national authority, and you will reach the same kind of protection. The third route which you can take in case of Germany is that you can file an international patent application because Germany is also a member state of the PCT, of the Patent Cooperation Treaty. So if you file an international patent application, then after some time you need to decide in which countries you want to go. And from there you can decide for Germany. Then your application will be forwarded to the German Patent and Trademark Office where it will be examined. But there is a fourth way which you can take, and this is very interesting. Not only countries can be member states of the Patent Cooperation Treaty of the PCT, but also organizations. And in this case, the EPC and the European Patent Office are also a member of the PCT, meaning that you can get a European patent through a PCT application. Okay, so you file your international patent application, your PCT application, and when you need to decide in which countries you want to go, you choose that you want to get a European patent. Your application will then be forwarded to the European Patent Office, where it will be examined, and if you get a grant, then you will decide to get protection in Germany. So for Germany, we have actually four ways of reaching this country with protection. That's amazing, right? For France, it's a little bit different because they closed the so-called national route via the PCT, meaning that if you file a PCT application, France is also a member state of the PCT, then you cannot choose France directly. You cannot choose that your PCT application will be forwarded to the national authority in France, to the French Patent Office, but you can reach France via a European patent. So you go PCT, then you select the European route, and then you will, in the end, when you get a grant, decide that you want to get a protection in France. Let's talk about the US. The US is not a member state of the European Patent Convention, so you will not be able to reach the US via the EPC, the European Patent Convention, but you will be able to reach the US, of course, through the National Patent Office, but also through the PCT, since it's a member state of the PCT. So you can file a PCT application, an international patent application, and then you can decide to go to the US. And as I said already, there are two large countries which are not a member of the PCT, which are Argentina and Taiwan. Those countries you will not be able to reach via the PCT. So in this case, if you want protection in Taiwan or in Argentina, you will only be able to go over the National Patent Office of Argentina and Taiwan. I hope you got a good overview now about the different patent systems. This was, of course, a very rough description of everything. This just to give you an idea of how organizations in the patent world are working. If you like this episode, then I would be happy if you can give me a like or a recommendation on any podcast platform, or recommend this episode to your friends or to someone who might be interested in it. And if you have a topic that you would like me to talk about, then you can always send me a message. I'm happy to hear from you. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm always happy to get new contacts. For now, I wish you a very good day. See you soon, and bye-bye.